You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Final segment with Steve Shank. You can go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the 6 free meal deals. You can test out their high-quality foods. You can also call the toll-free number 800-876-0871, 800-876-0871. I want the patriots. I want the good guys to be prepared. I want everybody to have firearms, water filters, and high-quality food. And you know, as we privately said, and I think you should go after your competition, there's more nutrition in a lot of your competition's box than there is in the food itself. And I don't just say that. I went out and got you because I found you were the best out there, and it's turned out I've been right about that. But tonight on the Nightly News, we're going to do another 30 minutes, and I'll probably end up airing this next week on the radio or even sooner. People need to hear this, all the stuff you're telling me off air. What do you expect? Just give us a little preview. What is you've told us what was coming so far. What's going to come next?
Well, what we're going to see is more control, and we're going to see a lot less ability of people to respond. You see, 20,000 people are dropping below the poverty line every single day in this country. And as people are no longer able to take care of food, then they won't be able to take care of other things too. If people will understand that they do have power if they can keep their freedoms, and the only way they can keep their freedom is by being independent, and food is where they have to start. I know I sound like a one-string banjo, but even the people that are having trouble affording in the grocery store, if they will set aside a little bit, get some...
Look at food inflation. You predicted that with precision 4 years ago. It's happening ever since. You said buy the food, save it, and then...
It's happening, but the fascinating thing is everybody's saying food is going up like crazy. You remember we lost 70% of our corn crop, and we're losing all other crops too. But we have not even hit the shortages that are going to come from this last crop failure. We're still working on last year's crop. So if you think that the food prices are high right now, what people must do is they must get the food in while they can still afford it. They can freeze the price. But more important, they have to get the food in their possession, just like you have to get gold in your possession.
And if you look at what the big companies are doing, this is even in the financial news, they're rushing in and buying up the farmland, the producers, they're hiring the farm families to run it, they're buying up the food companies. I mean, that's where all the money's going.
What happened in the stock market when it dropped like a rock right after Obama was elected? What were people actually investing in? They were investing in anything connected with guns and anything connected with agriculture. Do you realize that I was contacted by 5 different organizations 3 days after the election wanting to come in and invest in this company?
I know, and they've got national talk show hosts angry that I've even got sponsors and that I'm even doing my show, and it's really just about the fact that they don't even want people like you around out there operating.
Yeah, I'm going to pay in the butt to everybody. But anyway, no, it's... The investors, in fact, back when Soros was talking about everybody putting their money into gold, and then he shifted about 6 months ago and seriously said to all key investors, don't waste your money on gold, dump the gold, and get into agriculture. Now, what do you think they're thinking? Go back to the Lion King. What happens when Scar says, stick with me and you'll never be hungry again? And all of the followers, all of the non-producers, the hyenas, stuck with him and forced everyone who was a producer to provide that way. And what happened? Draw your own conclusion as to how...
Unbelievable. eFoods Direct, 800-409-5633 is the number to call to get specials, 800-409-5633. He'll be back on the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735. 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes.
That's right, New World Order. That's right, collectivist, globalist, robber barons. That's right, those of you that want to set up a worldwide satanic world government. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles. And so can a lot more people. Now, we're going to be getting into, obviously, what's happening with the economy. We covered some of this yesterday, but it's accelerating. Wealthy dump assets amid worries about going over the cliff. Mark Faber says prepare for a massive market meltdown. U.S. stocks hit three-month low. That's out of the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal is also reporting that Obama plans a $1.6 trillion tax hike, double what he had previously claimed, and that is a spokesperson for Boehner, Speaker of the House, saying that that's what Obama is proposing to them, and the acceleration of dumping of the different stocks is accelerating. So we're going to be looking at some of that today. Jesse Ventura is going to be giving us weekly updates for the next 4 or 5 weeks. He's going to be popping in, and we are going to open the phones up as well today. Also, this situation with Petraeus, the point I've been making since this news broke over the weekend that the FBI was surveilling the CIA director because a woman complained to the FBI that a biographer of the general had said, you better watch your back. And so that's why they were surveilling him. That's the Patriot Act for you. And that's what the NSA and all of this is about. It is about the system surveilling its own minions and controlling them. So Petraeus scandal proves email is being surveilled. Even the director of the CIA cannot escape the watching eye of Big Brother. Well, of course, that's who it's mainly focused on, is the criminals watching each other. Petraeus agrees to testify on Libya before congressional committee. FBI's abusive surveillance state is the real scandal needing investigation. This article just came out today, and I'm glad that mainstream media is picking up on that, because you're surveilling the CIA director because a woman got a half-threatening email from another woman who happens to know. I mean, give me a break. They're surveilling all these people. They always have some little cover story of why they're doing it. Online privacy issue is also in play in Petraeus scandal. That's the New York Times. New video of Broadwell and Aspen raises more questions. You know, those two hoity-toitying around with each other. You've got, the media following her around, taking photos of her drinking wine in her house. I mean, this is just incredible. This is a giant distraction to purge the U.S. military of generals that have been saying no to an Iran strike. The evidence is overwhelming that's why this is going on. A lot of people are like, hey, this could bring down Obama, what happened in Benghazi. There are internal camps even within the Obama administration. And I would love to see the executive excoriated. I would love to see people brought to justice. I mean, just in the eyes of the people, if Obama got impeached, that would discredit the socialism and the power grabbing. But there's a larger issue here, is why is the military being purged for girlfriends? And it's coming out because of FBI surveillance and FBI raids. Now they're talking about arresting Broadwell because she might have had classified stuff, that she was given access to for her biography. Well, they classify basically everything. And they classify where the general, when he was over Afghanistan, was going to go that day to have a meeting or have lunch. The CIA every year, I've seen articles where they admit they classify over 1 million pieces of news. They review news articles and then don't want their underlings reading it, usually because it's bad, news about something they've done, and they'll classify that. So just incredible. This is part of the going after the whistleblowers, putting whistleblowers in prison. This is about persecuting people that report on corruption, and this is about a power struggle within the government over who gets to control the major reins of this New World Order system. And now they're talking about arresting her. So this is certainly meant to scare everybody. They've had four other generals have to step down or cut back, being demoted over lavish trips or over mistresses or whatever. And the point is, the Congress, many of them are in there laying their mail pages out over the desk. That's well known. You constantly see those scandals coming out. That all gets swept in the rug real fast. You've got deaths, in congressmen's offices of female members. You've got all these scandals that come and go, but are very small compared to this. So they are selectively enforcing on the military. Plus, it's scandals people can handle. It's men with women. It's not like Penn State and the Penn State head covering it up. And clearly, that was a child trafficking operation. Or the BBC, top presenter. Savelle, hanging out with the royal family and saying, quote, he does things for them. And all of that sickening stuff. I mean, this is how unsorted it is, because once you get a corrupt system, the worst of the worst get in. Do you guys have that Glenn Beck clip ready? Because we're going to play that here in just a moment. And speaking of this, we've got so much world news going on. We've got so much that is important. But I will spend a couple minutes on this at the bottom of the hour. Just because, Glenn Beck is very successful. Glenn Beck obviously has done a lot of good, but he's also done a lot of bad, personally to me. over the years and taken things out of context, really tried to demonize yours truly. But that isn't why I started having issue with him. Because you know me, I don't get up here and attack Michael Savage. I don't get up here and attack Rush Limbaugh. You know I'm up against Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I criticize when he says we should put people in jail for mandatory sentences when he's would be in jail for drugs himself if that was enforced on him. But, you know, I wasn't happy whenever Michael Savage, you know, left where he was at, even though we got a bunch of affiliates out of it, because it's not about I'm going to be number one no matter what happens, and I'm going to be the guy with the most money, and I'm going to charge $500, you know, for 300 people to come hear me give a speech so I can fly there in a private jet. I'm not even against money. It's just that at a certain point I'm kind of provincial, you know, that I can go give speeches to 5,000 people. I could say, I'm going to speak in Chicago next month, 5,000 people be there. If I wanted to charge them $100 a piece, they'd pay it. I could fly there in a private jet, videotape myself in the private jet, and I guess I probably should do that because that's what the world pays attention to. And then I can get my message out. I think I'm actually thinking about doing to Glenn Beck what he's done to me and actually going and having big things with 5,000 people. He can't get 5,000 anymore, but and charging people $100 so I could use that money to then advertise Infowars.com and PrisonBunny.com and building big, giant, super fancy sets. I'm just building sets so I can have more reporters working in other areas and, you know, doing this kind of stuff. I mean, there's no doubt that when I was critical of Glenn Beck starting 4 years ago, it had an effect and pushed him more towards covering liberty issues. So I'm going to speak briefly about that. In fact, I already am. And then explain what this clip means. This is from his radio show that it's also a TV show, you know, because he says he pioneered having his radio show be a TV show. He pioneered exposing Agenda 21 2 years ago. I did it 17 years ago. And again, it's not that I'm always territorial saying I said this first, I covered this first. It's that it's frustrating to be to have it implied, because when you watch Beck, he really is a master of manipulation. I think that's where he gets under my skin, is that I'm just straightforward. And when I see someone, and I know how media works, leaving everything real nebulous in like a 12-minute attack piece on InfoWars and yours truly, that I see that it, the implication in this is I'm trying to get Agenda 21 through. Here's a clip, a short clip.
If you know Agenda 21, you know, Alex Jones, you piece of garbage. I don't know what your deal is. I really don't know, and I don't care. But if you actually cared about the things you were talking about, mm-hmm. you would actually use your brain and start to find different ways than just going to your kook friends in your basement. What you would do is you would actually say with some credibility, this is true. And these are the ways that we can connect with people who may not be kooky friends in the basement.
It's exactly what someone who was involved in the 9/11 conspiracy would say.
Exactly right.
Exactly.
That's why he's a master of disinformation.
That's right.
That's why. That's right. He didn't go to the DeVry University for nothing.
If you would,
That's enough. By the way, I haven't read his book. Well, when I heard it was coming out, I said, "Hey, we ought to read it. If it's good, we ought to carry it in the bookstore." I mean, you know. The IT folks came to me because I'm grassroots. We're just trying to start, you know, really, quote, be more professional in our presentation. They came to me. I'll just get into Glenn Beck now. They came to me and they said, look at this. We say it's $5.95 a month. He says that. We say the truth is, you know, here. He says that. Look, and they were showing me like dozens of things that were copied exactly from Infowars.com. And just dozens of examples. And I said, listen, that's a good thing. Let's not do an article about Glenn Beck. He's not attacking Ron Paul, saying the army needs to be called out on his supporters like he said 4 years ago. By the way, I'm going to put a video together with all this since Beck's fired at us. You know, he fired first blood. Okay, we're going to open up on you. You want it, you got it. And, you know, there aren't FEMA camps. When we sent him a package of info, and I know it got to him, with the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, the congressional hearings, and he came out and said that wasn't true. And all the behind-the-scenes stuff. And when Glenn Beck got better at covering the New World Order, I just left him alone, even though he was still doing stuff behind the scenes. And then to do his latest thing, where he put out a hoax video about Agenda 21, Our guys posted it for 30 minutes this weekend. I had it pulled down one of the weekends.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. By calling 888-253-3139.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305. Or heartandbody.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we're here. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial and XM 166. The internet with audio streams at PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and video streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Okay, I don't want to spend all day on this because I've got really important police state news with drones and other things flying over Austin where I live. A lot of breaking news on the fiscal cliff and how they're going to try to bring in austerity on the backs of that and exactly what that austerity is going to mean for our future via Agenda 21. But those that listen to this radio show know that I very rarely attack other talk show hosts. who are even mildly conservative or libertarian, because we got bigger fish to fry: George Soros, the globalists, the New World Order. But Glenn Beck, because I literally see something that Glenn Beck's done maybe once a month. I mean, I don't have time to sit there and follow what other people do. I probably should. I should probably have market researchers and find out what he's doing that's working and copy that. I know they copy what I do. I've been told by people inside his operation when he was at Fox that he had a room full of guys tracking everything we did. And we've seen the proof of that. And I've been called, oh, hey, we'll meet you at the steakhouse next door. Don't come over to Fox like you were supposed to. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me buy you lunch. Glenn Beck's throwing a fit. It's going to be big trouble if they let you on any of the Fox shows. I'm like, hey, that's fine. Really, you don't care? No, I've already been on, you know, CNN, NBC, ABC. I mean, that didn't even do that much, going on shows like The View. I'm like, okay. I mean, I've been on national TV probably 100 times over the years. It didn't matter to me. But to find out he has that much animosity against me, and now he moved to Dallas, Texas. I had realtors tell me about it when he was down in Austin looking at houses or had his people looking at him. I was like, don't tell me he's moving to Austin. And then he moved to Dallas. And I'm just like, come on. Pretty soon he'll say, Alex, get out of Texas, you fake Texan. Because he implies that I'm helping Agenda 21 because of this. And I tell you, Aaron Dykes last week went around and warned people, and he does this all the time. He goes, hey, this is an ad, and I can have a document cam shot people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. This is a ad. We'll zoom in a little bit so people can read that. This is a ad. Got some new people in there we're training. That is running about a Glenn Beck book, but it looks like an official UN Agenda 21 eugenics ad saying there's too many people, stuff like that. And he said, it's obviously some type of stunt. Aaron said, it's a trap. And I'm like, obviously, he's going to say when people attack him for it that it was bull. So we went around and warned everybody but one person. We got like 6-7 people that post and write articles and things just on Infowars.com. Saturday morning, it goes up. We have the timestamp, 34 minutes. People notice that it's up. It gets pulled down. And did Glenn Beck on his radio show to millions of people go up there and say, oh, by the way, another document cam shot, I want to show viewers. Here it is from the 8th, November 8th, all over the web being covered. His commercials being picked up. Turns out Beck wouldn't tell people what they were. He created a controversy over 2 weeks, and we found the articles where they made jokes about it. Okay? And they ran them like they were Dish Network ads. And then here's his website, The Blaze. Glenn Beck finally reveals the reason for those Gen 21 ads on Blaze TV. This is the type of deception. So he finally reveals. He makes it a controversy. We get hundreds of emails saying, why won't you cover this? One of our people takes the bait, puts it up. We pull it in 30-something minutes. Here it is, 404 error, not found. Down, they were watching the site so closely that they grabbed it, and we somebody took the bait. I didn't take the bait. You know, the news says expose the Truth Behind Agenda 21 ads airing on The Blaze. Oh, he exposes it himself. That's on his site. Look at this out of the Globe Dispatch. Glenn Beck dupes Alex Jones. Yeah, I guess in a way the buck stops for me. I guess you did dupe me. I mean, you didn't dupe me, but dupe somebody up here. So there you go. So he can then go, because it's all a big joke that they duped, you know, their viewers, everybody, thinking it was real Gen 21 ads. One of my people bites on it, so he can call me a piece of garbage that tries to discredit him fighting Agenda 21 when he knows full well we had it pulled. It was up less than 40 minutes. I mean, this is what, I mean, the way that mind works, so convoluted. I mean, I can see what he's doing, but my brain just doesn't work that way. I'm going to be honest about Glenn Beck. He just rubs me the wrong way. He comes off as kind of post-male. And he's what a lot of mainline conservatives like, little nasty jokes, a lot of sexual stuff, you know, jokes about Alex Jones and Charlie Sheen in the shower together, you know, made-up stuff like that. And it's all part of this effeminance of him that is attractive to the estrogen-loaded, modern, conservative, mainline males. And it's just all a creepy, nerdy, post-male thing. And I'll finish up with my statements on this on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Okay, I've got a lot of geopolitical news to cover, the economy, phone calls, Jesse Ventura joining us again, and a lot more here today. We're going to break a report by Jakari Jackson and Melissa Melton on Black Ops 2 and the conditioning of the police state and drones, integrated with real news of anti-terror drones and more here in Austin, Texas. And this proliferation as the military-industrial complex absorbs our republic. But here's all I'm going to say about the Glenn Beck thing, because I'm going to produce a video. I haven't done one in over a year, more than a year, on Glenn Beck, because I've said, well, he started covering the New World Order, started covering George Soros more in the last few years, started covering Agenda 21, the globalist. I remember, and we're going to get the clips in this special presentation I'm going to do, him saying Ron Paul's people are dangerous and the army needs to be prepared to deal with them for no reason. Saying they call it a money bomb. It sounds dangerous. Again, playing on his audience's ignorance. And saying aspartame's good for you, wearing weird skull and bones, Masonic outfits at events. He's saying, I'm going to expose the FEMA camps with that fake. He loves conning people, you know, laughing for a month, building up the audience, getting the patriot audience whose money he wants, whose time he wants, but who he hates. And I mean, just the pigginess of it, the post-male, weird effeminate, Nelly, male tardism. I mean, you look at him and his co-host. I mean, this is a group you wouldn't want to hang out with. And I mean, I'm sorry, I haven't talked about him in a long time. despite all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, when his gold company did some stuff that's pretty darn amazing, and I know about gold, I didn't pile in on that. I left him alone, and he did a lot of other stuff behind the scenes. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I just take it and take it and take it, because quite frankly, I'm worried about pregnant women going to the hospital and having their baby's blood taken for Defense Department bioweapons research. Quite frankly, I'm more worried about the fact that there's fluoride in our water. I'm more worried about the fact they're trying to start new wars and are surveilling us and purging the brass in the military. I'm more worried about the FEMA camps and the rest of it. But, you know, I get New York Daily News, Rolling Stone, Nightline, all these places comparing me to Glenn Beck. And even some of them over the years saying I'm a Glenn Beck wannabe. So I'm not territorial about information. But I covered Agenda 21 in 1997 and made a film, America Destroyed by Design, that 14 years later, or longer, 15 years later, gives 1,000 times, literally, more information than he does when he talks about Agenda 21 in his documentaries. I mean, you can see a young, svelte, 180-pound Alex Jones out there with a camera making a documentary, America Destroyed by Design, 1997. And then again, Endgame 7 years ago. And it's weird to sit there and have somebody go, Alex Jones, you're a piece of garbage. You know, you need to get real information out and conflate it that I was basically running down him and saying he was for Agenda 21. Now, I get why one of our people that wrote a blurb off the YouTube blurb ran back down. Because I don't go around to my few writers and say, you will write this, you will write that, until it becomes an issue. Now I'm going to say, we've been nice and linked to some of his articles and tried to be friendly. No more. Persona non grata. No Glenn Beck unless I'm talking about Glenn Beck here at the InfoWars operation. No more positive, no more negative, no more nothing. Okay, I'm going to put out one report on him, and I'm done. But the issue is, the reason I have to cover this is because it is a story of deception. It is a story of manipulation and cynical, laughing hyenas that are preying on their audience. And I, for one, have had enough of it. I don't like predators. I don't like manipulators. I don't like people that think they're smarter than everybody. I don't like bullies. And Glenn Beck is an effeminate, post-male bully. And he's not going to bully me. Despite all his hundreds of millions of dollars he got from charging people $500, you know, $300 to sit there and fawn after him at these events that dwindled down to almost nothing. And I'm not trying to be mean about that. It's just that, you know, he is a shell. And out of all of them, you don't hear me talk about Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage. I don't really ever have anything negative to say about him, even though I disagree with some of what they do. But with Glenn Beck, this is it. I mean, I remember first hearing him 10 years ago because I was on the same station he was on here. What was it, 1260 before it went sports? It was my local affiliate in Austin. And I remember my local show on there, and I remember hearing Glenn Beck when he first went on WOAI, and it was kind of like Rush Limbaugh, but then he would do kooky conspiracy stuff, like things that were bubblegum, things that were cotton candy, things that weren't real, that weren't dangerous. It was like rumors and superstition and kind of crystal ball type stuff. You know, fold the dollar bill and it does that. And I'm like, man, this guy's a fruit box. You know, this guy's fruity. So I didn't tune into it. I didn't like it. And the talking real slow and drawing you out to get any information, kind of the, you know, the it's like a chip bag where it's 90% air and all the chips down at the bottom. I'm just not into that. And so I didn't ever really follow him. And then I saw him attack Ron Paul. People were like, hey, you need to defend Ron Paul. He's saying the army needs to be called out against Ron Paul supporters. You know, there's not a new world order. There's not a Bilderberg group. It was kind of like Rush Limbaugh. Hey, you know, the CFR doesn't run anything. Black helicopter, kook detector. And I'm like, eh, so what? Let them do that. You know what? That's just what they do. But then he began to cover all this, but make it a Democratic Party conspiracy only, and attack yours truly on his radio show. And I'm like, well, that's not cool. Now you want to become Alex Jones, but only partially, while running me down. I know Beck's mad that Rolling Stone and many other publications went and reverse engineered almost everything he talks about and found out word for word. It was researched, discovered by my researchers, my guest, myself, and put forward. So here it is in a nutshell. It's very simple. Because of the good Lord above, your support, and friends out there in the media across the political spectrum who actually care about having a future. Because of all of us that really want liberty and freedom and are upset about being slaves. See, that's what motivates us 100%. That may motivate Beck partially, but he's an egomaniac. He's domineering. No one liked him at Fox. With him, it's all about he's going to be a numero uno. And he came from the old radio market model of fighting with the other hosts on the other station. I'm not doing that. I would love it if Glenn Beck reached a billion people a day instead of a couple million and was the biggest thing since sliced bread if he was a real patriot. I mean, I love other people's success. I love WorldNet Daily's success. I love Drudge's phenomenal, unparalleled success. I love... That's why I have other talk show hosts on. I like George Norrie. I mean, he's so successful and so confident. He had me on 10 years ago and helped us to a great extent. And we're still friends to this day, more so than ever. And I know behind the scenes, pressure was put on people through Clear Channel and Premiere by against myself, by you-know-who, to not even have me on other shows. Just constantly shut Alex Jones down, keep him down, don't let him be heard. And, you know, when somebody is rooting against you, and when somebody's taking your research and your terms and your promotions and almost everything you do and mixing it around with Oprah Winfrey in a box and shaking it up and then trying to knock you out, man, that is really creepy. And that's what imposters do. That's what imposters basically engage in. Glenn Beck couldn't destroy the Liberty Movement and say the army should be called out against it. It really hurt him when he was at CNN. So then he became the Patriot leader and had the big events and tried to become the messianic religious leader as well and talk about seeking after power. He even moved to Texas where I live, and he wants me out of the way. I mean, that's what this comes down to. Glenn Beck knows... He can look at the numbers and see that we are exponentially growing from a true organic place without ever joining with the New World Order to get power. See, he joined with the establishment to then get his presence and then realize which way the wind was blowing, that there was a bigger market to sell books to the Patriots, because that's a bigger market than, mainline conservative or liberal, and went off to do his own thing, taking a lot of what we've built and pioneered to a bigger scale. Great. Great if you didn't have it out for me, because the imposter who couldn't defeat the Liberty Movement joined it to try to take it over and co-opt it, but still Alex Jones is right there. Still people are all over his websites when he criticizes us. You know, I sit there and go, hey, the elite, the elite like to kill and rape kids. Do you hear about the babies with the gold foil? You know, dozens of them they were trying to ship into the West for rich people to eat. That's the kind of stuff they do. No, I'm serious. The elite really eat babies wrapped in gold foil. Did you see the article? Well, they took a clip out of context where I was saying the Bilderberg group was in there eating babies when I'd said that was a joke in that part. Bullhorning for 8 hours a day outside the deal. But it's true. I go do a joke where I'm the joker, to talk about the New World Order and play the part of a bad guy. People say, oh, that's really Alex Jones. Well, I'm going to play Satan later in the week. I just shot something last night that's very disturbing because I want to show you what real evil is. People will say, that's who I really am. So I get where all this is going. And again, I rarely talk about other media people because it feels dirty and it feels horrible and it upsets me to even get in the mindset of I need to become more successful so I can show all these people. I need to make more money so I can show everybody that I'm number one, that hyper dominance. When all I want is a future for my children, all I want is the republic restored, And I don't want a bunch of infighting with people that are in the liberty movement. And I inherently wish that Glenn Beck wasn't the fake, manipulative little bastard, excuse my French, that he is. I mean, I wish to God that wasn't the case. I want to believe in him. And Glenn Beck, you're a piece of garbage. You really are a little piggy-eyed manipulator, and you can see them in a post-mail frenzy of enjoyment that they're smart and they know how to manipulate people. And the fact that he would sit there and less than 40 minutes, I got the timestamp here, it's like 34 minutes, 35 minutes, somebody post a video where he's running ads, which they now admit were meant to create a controversy, asking, what are these pro-UN population reduction eugenics ads? They call them that. What is this? And then we get hundreds of emails and calls, and we're like, oh, this is obviously something he did as a stunt. It's a hoax. We don't tell one person about it. And it goes up, and they're ready to go play the part of the victims and say this. Let's play this clip one more time. Here is Glenn Beck, just after talking about his book on Gen 21, segueing like I'm a piece of garbage that's hurting things by not going with the truth. Here it is.
If you know Agenda 21, you know, Alex Jones, you piece of garbage. I don't know what your deal is. I really don't know, and I don't care. But if you actually cared about the things you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
you would actually use your brain and start to find different ways than just going to your kook friends in your basement. What you would do is you would actually say with some credibility, this is true. And these are the ways that we can connect with people who may not be kooky friends in the basement.
All right, let's stop
exactly
there.
With someone who is involved.
And they go on to basically talk about disinformation. Folks, Glenn Beck put out TV ads that look completely real, like they were produced by the UN, that is word for word what I've told you. A global government to forcibly reduce population. That's how they describe it on his website. They talk about it as eugenics, and they say the TV ads exposing Agenda 21 and eugenics. Eugenics. Did you ever hear about eugenics before you listen to my show? And again, I don't care. The most sincere form of flattery is imitation. I want to defeat the globalist. I don't territorialize this information. I get happy when I hear other talk show hosts talking about this. But to sit there and put out deceptive ads, let it become a controversy, and wait, I mean watching, obviously with Google updates is clearly how they knew. The minute it goes up, they're already on it. And so they can come in and freak out after the weekend, and I'm told it's still ongoing, about how I'm trying to hurt them because they're fighting Agenda 21. This is exactly what Glenn Beck did 4 years ago, saying, and by the way, I'm going to get all the clips back, and I'm going to show all the bills and all the confirmations of FEMA camps, and I'm going to show you saying there aren't any and that we're kooks. I'm going to show all the things you've done and how you've changed. And see, I was hoping he'd change for the better and saying, hey, let's be nice. You've heard me. Let's be nice to Glenn Beck, you know, which, by the way, you moron, is good for you. You know, you are just a little bit bigger than us when you count your radio stations, that you have a lot more affiliates. That's why on the web now, for the tens of millions you spent on advertising, you have pushed past InfoWars.com. I don't sit here and get upset by that. That's great, because I agree with most of what's on your site. The problem is that you will then turn back and stab us in the back later because you can't help your nature. Listen, I come from a family of just hardworking Protestant Christians that helped found this country on the Mayflower and then helped found Texas, and families that have stayed together and worked hard and have been pillars of their community. And I know about your history, and I'm sad for you. I understand you've had some really painful, bad stuff in your life. And I think there may be some good in you. But the weird, piggy, Nelly, you know, manipulative garbage isn't going to work. So if you want to fight, you're going to get one. Okay? Because the fact that you'd put out hoax videos going around for 5 days before Somebody picked them up. We slap it down. I showed people the document cam. It's been a dead link since 30-something minutes after it went up. And they run around saying, we've got him. He said something bad about us. We're not for Agenda 21. Those are hoax commercials. And, you know, the person that wrote the little blurb on it was just talking about their view that he's a disinformation specialist there to demonize patriots, there to go after people. And all I can say is I had hoped for the best from Glenn Beck. And I had hoped that he really had turned over a new leaf. I did challenging videos a few years ago, like 3 years ago, saying Glenn Beck, be on the right side of history. And I was told by two separate Fox News personalities that Glenn Beck was just beside himself with anger over a really friendly video saying, hey, you said Ron Paul, people were dangerous. You should have the army used on them. You said there wasn't FEMA camps. Here's the proof. Man, be on the right side of history. And I started seeing him get on the right side of history. And now he does stuff like this with a sneaky deception so he can play the part of the victim and imply that I'm supporting Agenda 21 going after him. By the way, we carry the really good little book on this by Rosa Corey, Behind the Green Mask at InfoWars.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I do intend to put together a video just showing his flip-flopping, his deceptions, and the fact that, look, if you first say there's not a new world order, and then you decide, oh, people aren't buying that, I'll become the leader of the movement against the new world order so we can control that opposition, and then, oh my gosh, but Alex Jones, you know, he's the guy talking about eugenics. Because, again, whenever Beck talks about it, it's about how communists want to do it or how the liberals want to do it. This is the whole agenda. This is Bill and Melinda Gates. This is Ted Turner. This is all of them. And Beck will not touch those people. And you're not going to beat them if you don't go all the way. So I get it. I make him passe because I actually go all the way. And so he's going to, oh, and he's a 9/11 truther. Folks, the government runs al-Qaeda publicly in Libya and Syria. Criminal elements of it got the underwear bomber on the plane. That came out in congressional hearings. Okay? The globalists run the terrorists. That's my point. And they're letting them attack us or staging events or provocateuring them to scare us into submission. I mean, that is well known. And the system is afraid of that. Maybe I need to talk more about government-sponsored terror. More about false flags and historical examples, because the system is scared to death of it. They are so scared because they can't stage events and take your liberties. They can't stage a Fast and Furious and ship guns into Mexico to kill people and blame the Second Amendment because people are looking for it now and expose them. It's incredible. I just want a future. You know what I want? I want a future. I want a future. I want a future. You know, I was offered the big national syndication deal 12 years ago and 10 years ago and 8 years ago if I'd sell out. I said no. I was offered all the stuff that other talk show hosts were offered. I'm sure a lot of them get offered it to get into Beck's position or Hannity's position or Limbaugh's position. But I've chosen to be on the right side of history. And I can't compromise. I mean, I can't pre-phrase what I'm going to say. I've got to say what I've researched, what my heart and my intellect knows. And I've sat here from the grassroots and funded myself to build an organization reaching 15 million people a week, thanks to your support and God's support and your prayers. But you know what? Maybe I do need to put on airs. I think that's part of it, just with the public, to then get them to come hear the truth. I probably need to get around to have those rallies with 5, 6, 10,000 people. You know, I've had them with over 2,000 before. Without even trying. I need to, I guess, charge people $300 to come to an event and then land in a private jet and show off to everyone and maybe build a giant set and call the people in that make CNN sets and do all that, because maybe people have to see the packaging, you know, that supposedly brings the credibility. Like if you're on a fancy set posing as the president like Glenn Beck does and you come out and expose Agenda 21, it has all that authority. Maybe I should wear a necktie. But, I mean, again, I'm not against making money. I just don't want to gouge people $500 for a ticket to come hear me speak. In fact, it's almost embarrassing to come out and have 2,000 people screaming your name, you know, and women climbing over the banister to, you know, get at you. And that's what happens now when I go give speeches. That I don't even, I'm like, whoa, I'm not going to give these speeches. See, I don't like that. I want to go be a recluse on some mountaintop and just watch, you know, the grass grow and hang out with my children. I'm not worldly, ladies and gentlemen. People think my aggression is ego. It's the opposite. It's someone angry about being enslaved. It's someone angry about tyranny. It's someone upset. And it upsets me when I see people sold out. It upsets me when I see how fallen this world is, including myself. It upsets me. It upsets me greatly. But all I know is we've gotten this far because of you, and we make mistakes. We're not perfect, and you know, we did make a mistake buying into his hoax, but we're not making a mistake that he's a disinformation agent. He's certainly been one in the past. I'm done talking about it. We'll put a video together in the next few days. You want it, Beck? You got it. We're gonna absolutely strafe you up one side and down the other politically. Get ready.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months.
simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.